from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Nothing else rhymes with Quatrero, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right. You hear that tune, you know we have the Royals manager, Matt Quatrero, on Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, Casey-based and female-owned Century Roofing. Matt Quatrero, Royals manager, welcome to the show, my man.
And here we go. We got Game 3 against the Yankees, Matt, but also, too, it's 9-11, and we talked about it about a half hour ago, and, you know, I'm 47. You and I are about the same age range. Dusty's 10 years younger. Mac wasn't even born basically when 9/11 happened. He was like 2 years old. But you were a guy that kind of grew up in the same area I did on the East Coast there and have those ties. You're playing in Yankee Stadium on 9/11. First of all, what do you think the emotions are going to be like tonight with 9/11 and being at Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very somber day, you know, but I think it's also a day that, you know, New Yorkers and people around the country rally around. You know, I think there'll be extra excitement in remembrance of the people that fell in the Twin Towers and then after. But I think, you know, just already this morning being out on the streets, I mean, you see the firehouses reading the names. You've passed by a couple of the streets were closed for I don't want to say parades, but processions of police and fire trucks and stuff like that. So, I mean, you see all the remembrance in full swing, and I mean, that's what it should be. I mean, we've said for 20 plus years now, we'll never forget. And that's something that's very important to us as Americans.
Well, you were obviously, you know, in your formative years, if you will, you're in your 20s, whatever it was when 9/11 happened. What do you remember from that day? What was your day like?
Well, I mean, I had just gotten home the day before from the minor league season, and was at my parents' house and you know, with the morning news coming on, and just, you know, disbelief. You know, at first I think everybody was of the mind that, oh, it was a private plane or something like that, you know, an accident that happened. And then as things started to unfold, the disbelief, and then just trying to, you know, I knew plenty of people that I had gone to high school or college with that were working in the city, and then just trying to figure out who was safe and who wasn't, and just the things that came up like that. Then just the horror of watching the footage and the people on the street in disbelief. It was just terrifying.
What does this day mean to Brian Sweeney, the pitching coach you guys have? I know this is kind of an important day to him and his family as well.
Yeah, you know, Brian and I are actually going to visit a firehouse here shortly. You know, his dad was a firefighter. Brian's a volunteer firefighter in the off season in upstate New York. So it's something, you know, near and dear to him. I mean, I know he, he was the brains behind the stair climb last week at home. And I think we had a great turnout for that, over 100 people, 150 people there for that. It's something that he, you know, lives every day of his life, thinks about it, you know, I'm not saying thinks about 9/11, but thinks about the first responders. And yeah, it's definitely something that he's passionate about.
Matt, I want to bring up a question for you, as we are now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on Fesco and Dusty. Seth Lugo last night became the only pitcher in MLB so far this year with 193 innings. He's first. He's first in wins, or tied for first in wins. His ERA is tied, or he's fifth, 294. Boy, it's nice when he makes your job a lot easier, like he did last night in that game, absolutely shoving from the mound.
Yeah, I agree. That does make it a lot easier. You know, Seth's been great for us all year. I mean, to see how he's pitched these last three, four games, especially after, you know, so much talk about how many innings and all those kinds of things. But we knew that he was training for this in the offseason, that he believes in himself. He takes great care of himself. But to see the results continue deep into the season, into September, and, you know, we've said multiple times, we're not in the position we're in with a chance to make the playoffs without our starting rotation, and certainly without Seth. And those are the guys that we're going to rely on to get us to where we want to be.
One thing I love about teams when they have multiple guys that can be that guy, or the A1 for day one, is Lugo and Reagans, who have been neck and neck and kind of in starts this year, where you look at, you know, the awards at the end of the season, which, you know, they'll matter when they matter, but in-house competition is something that I love, and I always use it to compare like a quarterback controversy in preseason football. And you have Lugo, who does last night's masterpiece, and then you have Reagans tonight. I know your guys always huddle up after their start has been finished, and they kind of talk about what it was. Kind of gives, I mean, maybe in my opinion, maybe it gives, you know, Cole that kind of juice to go out there and take apart what Lugo told him and go out there and be the other Cy Young on this staff that could also hopefully make your job a little bit easier tonight as well.
Yeah, sign me up. I mean, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. 5 days, you know, every time somebody goes out there. I mean, the difference, I think, in your analogy to quarterback controversy, is these guys know we need all five of them. We're all 13 pitchers. You know, it's not a one man quarterback thing, and you try to get through 16, 17 games with one guy. I mean, we need every single one of these guys every time they take the ball. And overwhelmingly, they've given us that. The starters have given us that throughout the course of the year. I mean, I haven't seen the numbers lately, but I know we were up there in quality starts and innings pitched and all those things that, you know, when you look at the end of a long season, if you're in those categories near the top, you're going to be having a pretty good year.
Talking to Matt Cotrero, Royal skipper, here on 96.5 The Fan, and I'll just ask it because everybody's wanting to know. Is Lugo your opening day starter for the postseason? Is he getting game one?
Well, we don't know if we'll be able to line things up. You know, I mean, that's the thing with where we are. This is a tight race. There's a lot of things that are going to be decided down the stretch. And, you know, I think currently, if, you know, barring any weather or anything like that, I think our last three games of the year are currently lined up for Singer, Lugo, and Reagans. So, you know, if we're able to decide our own fate prior to that, then maybe we can talk about, you know, jumbling things around. But if not, you know, we might need those guys down to the wire to get us in.
Okay, that's an interesting conversation that, you know, you've already kind of got it planned out where you're looking at the end of the season like that. I love it. You're acting like me. I enjoy that. But also, like, what happens if it does come down to the last day? You make it into the playoffs. You have that off day. How do you construct a postseason pitching staff? And I'm talking bullpen as well. How do you start and go about constructing that postseason staff for what you guys want to do in October?
Well, a lot of it would depend on how we get there. You know, I mean, normally for a short series, you have either 10 or 11 pitchers on the, if it's a three game series, you know, you need three starters, and then you can keep between 7 and 8 relievers, something like that. That's the norm that other teams have used in the past. But there would have to be a lot of discussion about that, because you got to see who pitched when and who's available in those next 3 days. And so, you know, again, that's why you hope that you can do stuff ahead of time and lock things up, but you never know. Things go down to the wire. I mean, you look at the Rangers last year, they came down to the last day of the season and then ended up going on to win the whole thing. So I think the Astros won the division on the last day of the season last year. I mean, that's the norm, right? I mean, that's what that's why the third wild card is exciting. There's more teams involved right down to the wire. You know, there's all kinds of factors that go into it, but we just got to really continue to try to play our best ball down these last 3 weeks.
Talking to you, Royals manager Matt Cotrero. Matt, I want your advice. Other than promoting it on the air, what can I do to get Bobby Witt promoted more and more to win this MVP race? I'll go shirtless if you need me to.
Do you have any connections with those airplanes that pull the things behind them?
Or like the word planes. Yeah, let's get a word plane over Yankee Stadium tonight that says Witt for MVP. Because we were talking earlier, like, why does it take Bobby playing in New York in September for the rest of the national media to go, oh, that Bobby Witt's a pretty good player. Like, you guys are playing the Yankees, and I get it. I understand the Yankees are the premier organization in all of professional sports in the world and whatnot, and the spotlight's always on them. But it's like people just woke up and realized that Bobby was a good baseball player because he happened to be playing at Yankee Stadium for 3 days.
Well, I don't know if that's fair. I mean, I think we see that people recognize how good Bobby is every day. I mean, and Salvi and the conversations that started probably around the All-Star game when those guys were on center stage and the home run derby and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think people that, you know, vote on those things know who Bobby Witt is. Now, whether that's a household name, you know, up and down the East Coast, who knows? And I don't really think that matters. I think Bobby continuing to do what he does and Salvi continuing to do what he does puts us as an organization in the best possible light.
All right, let's play the card game here. I got a couple of three names that I'm not sure I even recognize. I'm looking at a Topps card from 1992. Somebody named Mitch Webster.
Wow, Mitch Webster is a scout for us.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So the Royals.
So never heard of him. But who did he play for in 1992?
The Dodgers?
You're right. Look at you. You actually had a conversation with Mitch. Way to go. This one should be easy for you. So
I think keep going.
He's one and done, but I'm going to let him go two for two here, I think. 89 Topps. Teddy Huguera.
The Tigers.
No, Brewers.
Way to go, Bob.
All right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob.
Yeah, way to go, Bob.
You got it,
thanks
Matt.
For that drop, Matt. We all appreciate right. it. Hey, yep. Go get another win. Series for the Yankees and get win number 81 tonight, my man.
All right. See you guys.
You got it.
Matt Cotrero, Royals manager. Love it. He said, we got to keep promoting Bobby Witt Jr. We got to get one of those planes that has a banner on the back that says, vote Bobby and fly
get
it over.
Get a word plane. Fly that's that thing right. over Yankee. How much does that cost? Because back in 2012, when we were doing Save Our Chiefs, which, by the way, the Save Our Chiefs Foundation back in 2012, somebody bought those guys Super Bowl rings. It's really a cool story to basically say they were the original guys to get this kind of thing started in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I remember being on the air in 2012 when all the Chiefs stuff was going on, and Whitlock called in from the airport. And he paid for a word plane to say fire Pioli to fly over Arrowhead if somebody went up there and got the cash from him. Mm-hmm. And somebody did that. So if anybody wants to pay for a word plane to fly over Yankee Stadium, you know, let us know. We'll get that thing done and taken care of, and we'll say vote for Bobby. But you got to get voting for Bobby right now. I like that. Also, I like the fact that I said I've never heard of this guy before. Mitch Webster. He goes, well, he's a scout for us.
There you go.
Good for Mitch.
You just heard Royals manager Matt Cotrero, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC based and female owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Chiefs best two players this week on Sunday. I'll tell you who they are on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.